Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Whew. Well, good morning. So this morning, this message is, I would call it like a wellness check. Can you say wellness check? So we have things that we do. I call them a wellness check, where we just say, how are you doing? How's it really going? Sometimes you can be moving along so fast. My friend Pastor James said this. Sometimes you need to stop and allow your spirit and your emotion to catch up with your body. We move so fast, we need to just stop. And so over the next 3 weeks, as I was connecting with our leadership team this week, we did like a roundtable wellness check. How's it going? And what we discovered is, before we jump into our next sermon series, we need to have a parenthetical where we would just pause for a season for 3 weeks and we would do a wellness check. Why is that important? We have several things that are on the horizon for the church. We have the possibility of moving to a new space. We also have, we're turning two, and everybody knows what two, if you've had a child or a niece, it's called terrible twos, right? We're turning two. There's a lot of maturity that's happened. A lot of folks have journeyed with us for quite some time. Not only that, but we just came off of a sermon series called Honor, where it was 3 weeks of like some dense teaching. And so before we jump into another sermon series, we just wanted to do a parenthetical. So over these next 3 weeks, we have something where we call 21 days of saturation at 21st Century Church. 21 days of saturation. The first week is today. And we're going to do that called prepare, right? The second week is called separate. And then the third week is called saturate. And the reason we wanted to give 3 weeks of time, we just wanted our spirit and our soul to catch up with our physical bodies of what was happening in our church. Each week will be aligned with what's happening in our community. So for example, next week, Pastor Nick and I, we're going to do a message about community because we're having a community dinner party that evening. One of the reasons we call this sermon, this 3 weeks, 21 days of saturation is I went to Home Depot this morning. I told my wife, I said, hey, I'm going to run to Home Depot. She was like, are you even sure? Are they even open this early? I'm like, it's Home Depot. They are open. So they were open. So why do we call it saturate? So basically the idea of saturation, this is a dry sponge. It's not saturated. For any of you who have pets and your pets get in water, right? And then after they get out in water, they do that whole shimmy shake. And what happens? Water gets everywhere. This idea of saturation, this for some reason, this water bottle doesn't have a handle. So I'm like, it's going to spill. Saturate, see, is to like fill something completely. I'm just going to keep filling. But the idea is to fill something all the way through to whereby it cannot soak anything anymore. It's been completely saturated. And when you saturate something to the point whereby it cannot be filled anymore, if you take that thing out, what happens to it? It's dripping all over the place, right? If you get it near anyone, it's going to completely drip on them. The reason why I think saturate for us as a church is so important for this next season, we can't have a church of dry people running around. Dry people have nothing to offer the world. And the reality of it is, the world that we live in, the cultural environment, is anti-Christ. That's not super religious. Anti-Latin for against. So that means every time you turn on your TV, there are things programmed to saturate you with something else. Every time you drive down the street, there are things programmed to saturate you with something else. And so for this season, because we believe 21st Century Church is a prophetic church, we want to just pause for a moment, parentheses, before we go into this next season. This pause, this saturation, it's not for you to say like, oh God, what's next? You know, answer this prayer, answer that prayer. No. Because every single person that I know that's connected to this local body, you're extremely godly and you're extremely faithful. And you have a promise from God that those who are faithful, he will never let down. With this season of saturation, it's just a moment for you to pause and just allow the Holy Spirit to fill your life completely. The reason why it takes 3 weeks is because this is something I've done most of my life. It actually takes like a whole week to prepare. And what does that mean by prepare? This bag, this one has like a, has a bag over it. The preparation is realizing all of us, we've allowed, not intentionally, but like we're all busy. I can't get this open. Like I need to get back to the gym. But all of us, the first week called prepare is giving you 7 days to evaluate your life. And to look at like, what are some of the things, I'm not gonna try it, but this bag is to give you 7 days to think about which things you have to strip away to allow the saturation process to happen. So for some of you, it may be going to sleep at a good time so that your body could have enough energy to pray. It's not condemning, it's just you do things different. For some of you, it may not be watching programs that you're used to watching. Language and consuming different things. So this first week that we're calling, these first 7 days, we're calling it to prepare for your spirit to get used to what's happening. You might, maybe you're on social media and that's how you're gonna, every one of us have our own different ways. So what we're not going to do today and say, well, you're going to do this, 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 and this. We're not going to do that. What we want you to do is take that bag away. The second week, what we want you to be able to do in the second week is really begin to separate. This is really, 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 really important. Once you take the bag away, now the pores are open. You can receive from the Lord. But it's hard to receive from the Lord if you're in unholy, unrighteous spaces, conversations, things. It's actually even more dangerous because you're bringing the precious body of the Lord, which is holy unto the Lord, and you're putting it in spaces that are not holy. So it's not just a matter of preparing yourself week one. Week two is a matter of separating yourself from things that are ungodly, making a commitment. Perhaps you're used to consuming things that are unrighteous. Unrighteous just is a simple word that means it's not stuff you would probably watch with your mom or dad or guardian. You're separating your stuff from negative talk. Maybe there's that person in your life who just is always negative. That's not a bad thing if you are that person. But what we're saying is we need to separate ourselves from that type because the Bible tells us to be grateful in all things. So separation is week two. And each week is building upon each other. And then week three is really when really that kind of like saturation process kind of starts to happen. where every time you go somewhere, you're not looking for revival, you are revival. You're not looking for revival, you're not looking for a move of God, you are the move of God. This process is called priesthood. It's in 1 Peter, I believe it's 2 and 9, but it's the idea that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. 21st century church has been called in Cincinnati to be a prophetic church of saturated people who walk filled with the presence of the Holy Ghost. We don't live like normal people at this church. We live saturated. The world doesn't need more of these things. This can't break any yoke of oppression in anybody's life. This, you don't hear the sound of rain. This can't do anything. That's why Jesus said, I need you to wait in the upper room. You've been with me for 3 years, but look, you guys just wait. You need to get filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will be continually being filled. It's a continued, ongoing process. But one of the things I've discovered in our culture is you actually need time to do that, to actually saturate. And so what I'm asking for you is I'm asking you, will you please kindly consider joining us in the 3 weeks of saturation? You don't have to, but I'm asking, will you consider that? We can do this as a community. If you're not on our Facebook page, you can. If you totally don't do Facebook, get on a group chat with people you like, you know, that you feel good with, right? And just communicate and say, hey, this is how my first week went. This is what I did. This is what I'm doing. And let's create a community sense. It is a duration, so it's going to be a minute. But in this parenthetical 3 weeks, my hope is that our spirits and our souls can catch up with all the physical work that our bodies, that everyone here has been doing. And with that, I'm praying that the Lord, like a sailboat, would blow the wind of the Holy Spirit and he would guide us. Because preparing for a new members, preparing for the opportunity for a new space, we've seen a lot of miracles in that regard. Man, I don't want to walk around like this, man. So that's what we're doing over the next 3 weeks. So that's the saturation piece and the why piece. I want to talk about another aspect of the heart of the matter with this. That second aspect is moments. There's always moments in time. I don't know how this feels, but pregnant women, right? When the water breaks, is going down. Babe, get the suitcase, get the bag. Okay, do you know what we did when our water break? We didn't rush to the Hold on, we won. We're one. If you go through it, I go through it, right? Isn't it funny how couples do that? You're one in some things, and in some things you're like, no, this is all me. Okay. So when her water broke, my wonderful, amazing wife, we vacuumed, I think, and then we went out to IHOP and we got some food. And she was like, nah, because it's about to go down. I want to make sure I'm good. Okay, I digress. But when the water breaks, that's a point of no return. It's going down. It's going to happen. You can't turn back. I mean, like, it's happening. And so that's a beautiful thing, and we thank God for that. Another moment is, for those who've had the privilege of married or being married, in those moments where in our home, we love to watch like Indian Matchmaker. It's one of our favorite shows. That's one of the things I'll be separating from over the next few weeks. But in Indian Matchmaker, there's always this point where you can back out, right? But they know there comes a point where you're walking down that aisle. That's that window. In military, this visual will really help you understand moments a little bit better. But there are moments where a plane is flying, an airplane pilot is flying their plane. When they leave their previous destination, they get to a point where they read their gas meter, and it says half full. That's a window where you can return to where you've come from. But you got a few minutes before you go past half full, and you can no longer return to where you came from. So once you get here, you're at the point of no return because your gas tank is more than halfway full. If you try to go back, you don't have enough what to make it back? Gas. So if you're going to return to where you come from, you have to do it in the window where there is a point of return. But once you go here, you're at the point of no return. You've got to finish that mission. I believe that the church today is at a point of no return. Not 21st century church, but the church at large. COVID, according to Hebrews chapter, well, not according to Hebrews, but COVID was also a spiritual thing that happened. Hebrews chapter 12, I believe, is verse 26. It says that once again, I will shake the heavens and the earth. And what cannot be, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The word once more indicates the removing of what can be shaken. Next verse, please. Thank you. That is created things so that what cannot be shaken may remain. And I believe that COVID spiritually was a shaking. And what God was shaking things that wasn't of him out of the church. He was shaking the whole church. You could meet in public spaces. You couldn't do anything. There's one of the passages that even says in the Old Testament that talks about like your songs. I'm tired of all your stuff. Stop with it all. Come back. So that was a shaking. At the end of Hebrews chapter 12, it finally ends with the Lord our God is a consuming fire. Something, I've had this probably for 8 months and I feel like I can release it now to the body. The season that we're in and the moment that we're in right now for the church, the shaking was part one. What's next is a purifying fire. And what the Holy Spirit has led me is that the consuming fire of the Lord is coming upon everybody. No one's going to be able to escape it. That fire is there not to harm you, but to purify his body. The intent, the motive, the why, so that we may be vessels of honor and usage unto the Lord. So for the last 6 months, personally, I have been afraid, very much so, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I've been asking the Lord to judge me righteously, to search me and find out every single dark area that there is. I'd rather it happen now. Not only do I want to be saturated, and we want to, but we also want to make sure that in this moment, we have prepared ourselves for the Lord to move forward. I'm going to end with this passage. I'm not going to turn to it, but you can read it when you go home. And this will be the end of our preparation, our message for today. There's a particular passage in the Bible where Jesus was teaching. And in his teaching, he started telling people, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. I believe it's in John chapter. I'm going to give you the actual scripture reference where it's at so that you can read it when you get home. It's in John chapter 6. So you can read this when you get home. He tells them, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And at that point, they're like, this guy is crazy. And a lot of them left him. They're like, we cannot follow you anymore. All he meant was like, you have to be of me. You have to eat of my word. You have to be commune. That's all he meant. He didn't mean literally, but they understood it as literally. And a whole group of people left. They were like, I can no longer follow you. And then he turns around and he looks at his core disciples, the Motley Crue people. And he looks at Peter and he asks, he's like, are you gonna leave too? And look what he says. Jesus asked, dude, that is some human stuff right there. Verse 67, you do not want to leave too, do you? I wonder what the Greek said about that. What kind of emotion did he have when he asked him that? And look what he says. Jesus asked the 12, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Simon Peter, in his life, had moved past the point of no return. He moved past that point. And one thing I discovered in spiritual maturity is the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will always take you to moments where you can return. Peter's other moment was at the foot of the cross, and he chose to go back. He deserted Jesus, but guess what? Jesus came back. And then Peter decided to move forward with Jesus. So in your Christian walk, you will always be confronted with moments where God wants to mature you. He wants to make you as strong as his son. And yeah, you may miss another moment, but guess what? Don't fret. You'll have another moment. And I feel like we're in that moment right now. And this is a window. And I feel like there's going to be some point. There is no point of return. You're going into the next season. And my closing statement is this. Pastor Onia talked about this offering teaching about the faith, right? The thing that takes you past the point of no return, it's genuine faith in the Lord. That's it. Genuine, it's faith. If you read Hebrews chapter 12, you'll see how they laid the thesis on faith. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Noah. By faith, Moses. By faith, this person. By faith, that person. By faith, by faith, by faith. He was trying to say the way that this thing works in maturity for the kingdom of God is you lay hold of the promises that are in front of you. Though you're perplexed, though you're hard-pressed, though you're tired, though you're weary, you lay hold of it by faith. And for what reason? For the joy ahead. For whatever the thing that the Lord is leading you to, because, you know, we're a part of a community, but they got individual lives, right? Things that you're believing for your family as well. You lay a hold of that thing by faith. And you press forward. If God has called you to it, you don't stop. If he's put a spark in your heart, that spark is from God. You don't stop. You lay hold of it by faith. You press that gas pedal on that plane, and you lay hold of what God has for you. And you do it by faith. And so in this season of saturation, these next 21 days, and we'll be sharing more as we go, my prayer is that each one of you will press on with genuine faith towards all that God has for you as an individual and then all that God has for us as a community. Because I believe we are truly at a window where there's a point of no return. And so these parentheses, these 3 weeks, is meant for us to saturate. And so you can saturate by reading your word, being in community with people you love that just brings you life. Hang out with somebody and just laugh your face off. Community is good. You can do it by worshiping. We will have some moments of worship. I'm working with Pastor Justin where we're just going to get together and just worship and seek the Lord. You can do it by fasting. You can do it by going for a walk. Whatever you do, just make sure this first week your assignment is to prepare yourself, because next week you're going to start separating. Okay? So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to we're going to do the benediction, and I'm going to invite that person up to do the benediction. Let's pray.